Greetings, Radio Land. This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the school of wisdom. Thanking God for our great pastor. We're so happy to be with you today, and he is coming forth with the Word of God. At this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, evangelists. To the elders, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus. Another Sabbath day, glad for this door of utterance. We are God's church, and we're grateful for God's anointing that's going on. Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, our great Bishop Dorothy, these we know were sanctified preachers that kept God's commandments, and they're in the kingdom, and we're continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. I want to talk to you today about true worshipers. Before we get into that thought, we want to let you know we are the children of the prophets. Sister V Choir, thank God. Children of the prophets.
Through the scriptures you might have read,
how many of us
had the feet of the prophets, and how some did all that the Lord said do.
So now.
you know who you are. We know who we are. And as we're going to get into the scripture, ye worship, ye know not what? Many. Before we get into the thought, Deacon Debbie, the announcements.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages on the World Wide Web at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. We hope you enjoyed that number. The choir, we are God's Covenant Church. We are established in Jesus' name. And his name is called the Word of God. Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. What nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? What nation is there so great? And the nation is you and I, not just a number of people, but an individual. What nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law, which I set before you this day? So as I've said many times, every one that God sends, they should be setting the word before you, setting what God is calling for before you, speaking what thus saith the Lord. Now let's go to St. John 4 and 22. That's what our attempt is here, to set the word before you. To let you know what God is yet calling for. To let you know that God changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means God's word cannot be altered. And that means you cannot change one jot or tittle. Which means the 10 precepts are yet intact. And the Lord said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not. Not one jot or one tittle. So how do you take out a whole day? If you are setting up under these preachers that's teaching you the day of worship is Sunday because the Lord rose on the first day of the week on Sunday, you're setting up under a lie and you're worshiping that you know not. In the end, you're worshiping the devil. I don't mean to be so harsh about it, but my thought is devil worshipers, but I thought I would take a little brazing off of it and call it the true worshipers, which is going to bring out that devil. You might not like what I'm going to say, but it's the truth. St. John 4 and 22, what does it say?
Ye worship, ye know not what.
Now we know that salvation is of the Jews. If you're to get salvation from any man or woman, and man is male and female, they have got to be a Jew in spirit. And the Lord was talking to these Jews, which he was a Jew, and many of them was not Jew in spirit. And he was letting them know, ye worship, ye know not what.
Mm-hmm. We know what we worship.
We know what we worship. Now, wait a minute. The Lord wasn't being boastful. He said, but that was the Lord. That was yet Peter, James, and John with him. And all of those that followed him, and those that followed him after he made his ascension. Those that followed him says, The whole world lieth in wickedness. Now, when we repeat that scripture, so many say, you all think you're the only one saved. What is that you have over there? We got the word.
Yes.
We have what thus saith the Lord.
Yes, we do.
The Lord said, ye worship, ye know not what we know what we worship. What?
For salvation is of the Jews.
Well, that's what the scripture says. That's what the Lord said. It's true. If you say you're saved by the blood, you must have gotten it from a Jew.
Yes.
That preacher that brought you the word is a Jew. If you have true salvation, if you're a true worshiper. What does the seventh verse say?
Mm-hmm. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink.
Give me to drink. The ninth verse, what does it say?
Mm-hmm. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me?
Well, they didn't have any dealings with the Samaritans, though supposedly that don't know God. We don't have dealings with the world, those that don't know God. That don't mean we cannot sit down and break bread together and talk about salvation and talk about the goodness of the Lord. But we don't go where the world goes, where we used to go before we became saved. How is it, mm-hmm, thou being a Jew asketh drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? What?
Samaria. For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Well, those that are saved have no dealings with the world. They don't get involved. We're in it, but we're not of the world. That's the way it should be.
Yes.
But God is rightly dividing his word. What is he saying? Jesus.
Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God.
If you knew the gift of God. Wait a minute. The gift of God is God. It's the Lord.
Yes, it is.
It's eternal life. If you knew the gift of God, what?
And who it is that saith to thee,
give me to drink, what?
Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
So many people don't know the gift of God. They say they're saved, and they don't know what being saved is. Being saved is keeping the gift.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Romans 6 and 23. Let's go there.
Mm-hmm.
And because you don't know the gift, you don't know God.
All right.
You don't know the Lord. And when you don't know the Lord, you're worshiping that you know not. And there's only two powers to worship in this earth. In the universe, I would say. But I don't want to say the universe because we don't live in the universe. We live in earth, which is in the universe. But there's only two powers. Either you're worshiping God or the devil. Ain't but two powers. There's no, well, there's God, and then there's Jesus, and there's angels. You can be, maybe you can worship them. And, you know, no, it's either God or the devil.
That's right.
And if you're not worshiping true, you're worshiping the devil, who have tricked you into believing you're worshiping God.
All right.
In the garden, God said, if you eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die. The devil said, no, you won't. They were worshiping the devil when they obeyed that devil. Because the scripture says, to whom ye obey, that to serve it to, that's whom you obey. That's who you serve.
Right.
6 and 23 says what?
For the wages of sin is death.
So wait a minute. The wages of sinning is death. And you cannot define sin without the law, without the gift.
Right.
That is the gift.
Right.
That lets you know what sin is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you obey it, it's eternal life.
Yes.
Wages of sin is death, but what?
But the gift of God is eternal life.
It's eternal life, what?
Through Jesus Christ.
So it's through the Lord who gave it. Now, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think he only gave it when he got here. The Lord is the same God that he created, that talked to Adam, that said, the day you eat of the tree, you're going to die. That's where it came through.
Yes.
The Lord, the command, the word, the gift.
Mm-hmm.
Because he gave Adam eternal life as long as he obeyed.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
It didn't start when he took on flesh, God. and became a son. That's not when eternal life started. Eternal life started in the garden.
Yes, yes. It did.
Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Now, I wasn't going to go here, but let's go here. Now, 16th verse says what?
Mm-hmm.
No. Right there, Romans 6 16. And 16. What?
Know ye not
what?
That to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey,
what?
His servants ye are to whom ye obey,
what?
Whether of sin unto death.
Because if you obey sin, if you obey transgressing God,
mm-hmm.
your wage is death. But mm-hmm. what?
Or of obedience unto righteousness.
So when you obey the gift, it makes you righteous.
Yes.
What?
But God be thanked that we were.
Now that's what everyone that is saved should be saying. We were the servants of sin if you're obeying God's word.
Yes.
Which means it's doable.
Yes.
And that's what God is requiring. Ye were the servants of sin, but what?
But ye have obeyed from the heart.
What?
That form of doctrine which was delivered.
Well, the doctrine is the gift.
Yes.
God's word.
Yes, it is.
And many don't know what they're worshiping. You're not worshiping God when you don't have the gift or obeying righteousness.
Right. Mm-hmm.
What?
Being then made free from sin,
what?
Ye became the servants of righteousness.
20th verse, what does it say?
For when ye were the servants of sin,
what?
Ye were free from righteousness.
So when you obey sin,
mm-hmm.
you're free from being righteous.
Yes.
And as we all often quote, it shall be our righteousness mm-hmm. if we observe to do all these commandments.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
22.
But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God,
what?
Ye have your fruit unto holiness.
Wait a minute, not to baptism, but unto holiness.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And the end, everlasting life.
Because when you obey God's word, it becomes your inheritance. Isn't that
yes.
beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew's 19 and 16.
Mm-hmm.
We have the gift through our Lord.
Yes.
And when he took on flesh and became a son, he yet gave eternal life, and he let you know how to get it. Matthew's 19 and 16. What does it say?
And behold.
He didn't change his doctrine just because he took on flesh. He didn't change the doctrine just because he was willing and did die for our sins. He died that we might obey the gift
yes.
and keep it.
Yes.
What did he say?
And behold.
What?
One came and said unto him, good master.
What?
What good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?
Well, that's the question today. What do you do to inherit eternal life?
Mm-hmm.
So I believe that Jesus died for my sins. If you really believe that, you will obey his word.
Yes.
The gift.
Right.
If you really believe that, because faith without works is dead.
Yes.
Believing and don't have works that you believe is dead.
Right.
What did he say?
And he said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one.
What?
That is God. But if thou wilt enter.
If you're going to enter into life. If you're going to receive the gift.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Keep the commandments.
Let's read that again. Yeah, I like that part.
But
let's start it. There is none good but one. What?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life.
Now, if you're going to enter into this gift of eternal life, what? Do what?
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. Now, for all of you skeptics out there, say, well, nobody can keep that commandment but the Lord. Who is he talking to here? There is none good but one. I want everybody to hear my voice real good. And I want you to play this over in your mind when you go to bed tonight. This Sabbath night. Saturday night.
There's
none good but one. What?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life.
If you're going to enter into the life of living for God. Keeping his word. Keeping the gift. What?
Yes. Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. Do you know of any besides the 10 precepts? It's called God's word.
Yes.
Listen to me real good. There is none good but one. What does it say?
That is God.
What?
But if thou wilt enter into life.
If you're going to enter into living the life,
keep the commandments.
Taking on the gift.
Keep the commandments.
Keep the commandments. How blatant is that? Yeah. Now, when you don't keep God's commandments, you're worshiping that you know not. Yes. St. John 4:10, let's go back there. Let's pick back up the conversation with the woman from Samaria. That was someone that supposedly didn't know God. Mm-hmm. Well, most of these churches don't know God. They don't know what they're worshiping. 4:10, what does it say?
Jesus answered and said unto her,
what?
If thou knewest the gift of God.
How many know the gift of God is keeping God's commandments? How many know that? How many know that's eternal life?
Yes.
What?
If thou knewest the gift of God,
what?
And who it is that saith to thee.
They don't know who Jesus is. The Lord said, go back to Moses. He wrote of me.
Yes.
What?
Give me to drink. Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Read.
The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with.
What?
And the well is deep.
What?
From whence then hast thou that living water?
Most churchgoers and most people that have heard about God, all they think about is the natural.
Mm-hmm.
But this is spiritual. The commandments of God is spiritual. It's not natural.
Yes.
It's spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob?
What?
Which gave us the well and drank thereof himself.
What?
And his children and his cattle. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water,
what?
Shall thirst again.
So it's natural things. Mm-hmm. If God heals your body, that does not satisfy the thirst of the soul.
That's right.
If you get natural things through living for God, that don't satisfy your soul.
No.
Right. Obeying God's word.
Yes.
Staying free from sin is the satisfaction the soul that is for God looks for.
Yes.
Read.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give
that
him.
That means those that keep God's commandments.
Mm-hmm.
That's the water of life.
Yes.
What?
Shall never thirst.
That means when you realize and see that the word of God is the 10 precepts in its entirety and fullness,
mm-hmm.
you want no other doctrine.
That's right.
When you realize living for God means living holy,
yes.
you don't want any other doctrine.
That's
you realize
right.
it's nothing but pig slop.
That's right.
It's swine's food.
Mm-hmm.
Read.
But the water that I shall give him
what?
Shall be in him a well of water
what?
Springing up into eternal everlasting life.
Well, we just found out what eternal life is, everlasting
mm-hmm.
life is.
Yes.
It's keeping the commandments.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? The woman says what?
The woman saith unto him, sir, give me
now,
this water.
Now, that's I want this. She's got an understanding now. I want this water.
Yeah. That I thirst not.
That's going to spring up into eternal life.
Yes.
What?
The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water.
What?
That I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
I don't want to thirst anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That I come hither to draw. What?
Jesus saith unto her, go call thy husband and come hither.
Now, since you say you want to live for God, let's see how truthful you're going to be.
All right.
Go call your husband. The woman answered and said, I have what?
I have no husband.
I have no husband. What?
Jesus saith unto her, thou hast well said.
Well said. Well said. What?
I have no husband.
Because I want to see how truthful you want this. How bad you want this. Are you going to empty up and come clean? What?
For thou hast had five husbands.
What?
And he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly.
What did the woman say?
The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art
a
prophet.
Those that God sends bring your truth.
Yes.
Yes.
And if you're honest, you're going to say, you know what? You can see I'm some junk.
Yes.
When you're honest. When you're honest, you're going to say, you know what? You see I ain't doing nothing.
Yes.
You see I'm not worshiping God. You're right.
Yes.
When you're honest,
yes.
you're ready for salvation.
Yes.
Our fathers what?
Our fathers worship in this mountain. And ye say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship.
What
Jesus
did Jesus say?
Unto her.
What?
Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
What?
Ye worship, ye know not
That's
what.
That's what most churchgoers do. She claimed Jacob as her father.
Yes.
Most churchgoers claim the Lord as their father.
Yes.
But they worship, they know not what. Mm-hmm. For what?
We know what we worship. For salvation is of the Jews.
Salvation is of the Jews. 1 John 5:8. Mm-hmm. Let's go there. Salvation is of the Lord.
Yes.
Is of the Jew.
Mm-hmm.
Is also according to the word.
Yes.
Which is able to save your soul. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
And he's yet the word, even though he took on flesh.
Yes.
1 John 5:8. What does it say?
Uh-huh. 5:8. And it says, and there are three that bear witness in us.
Now, wait a minute. There's three. We know what we worship.
Mm-hmm.
Salvation is of the Jew. And there are three that bear witness. There are three that bear witness in earth. What?
The spirit and the water.
The water.
And the blood.
Now, these three bear witness in earth.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. So you've been washed by the water.
All right.
And I understand that. He's calling for a church without spot or wrinkle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're cleansed by the washing of water by the word.
Yes.
I understand that.
Yes.
And we're saved by his blood. His blood is the word. Because if you don't keep God's word, you're not going to be saved.
That's right.
That's what saved you.
That's right.
By obeying the word.
Yes.
That's the blood.
Yes.
And if you say you have the spirit, you should agree with the word and with the Father. What does the seventh verse say?
Uh-huh.
For there
are three that bear record in heaven.
What?
The Father, the Word, and the Holy
Ghost.
Now,
every time we bring the Word, which is the commandments, you that say you've been washed in the blood, washed by his water and have the Spirit, don't agree with it.
All right.
You're worshiping you know not what.
All right. And these
1 John 2:7, let's go there.
All right.
These three are one, the mm-hmm. Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one. And that's why, again, the scripture says there's none good but one. And that's why the Lord prayed and said, Father, make them one. We should all be one in God.
Yes.
One with the Word.
Yes.
1 John 2:7 says what?
Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you.
What?
But an old commandment. Which he had from the beginning.
So again, the word came forth, the commandment in the beginning, when he told Adam, thou shalt not eat
mm-hmm.
of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes. The old commandment,
what?
Is the word.
The old commandment is the word. What?
Which ye have heard from the beginning.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes. If you've been washed in the blood, if you've been washed by the water and you're in the spirit.
All right.
You should agree with the word.
Yes.
But the word don't say remember the first day of the week. It says remember the seventh day. Keep it holy.
Mm-hmm.
It said in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, seeing all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore mm-hmm. the Lord blessed the Sabbath and hallowed it. The seventh day. Not the first day of the week.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
So if you have been washed by the blood, you should agree with that.
Yes.
If you don't, you're worshiping you know not what.
Right.
Read.
Again.
Oh, no. Read the sixth verse.
Mm-hmm.
He
that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked.
Isn't that beautiful? That's mm-hmm. the disciple that followed him.
Yes.
So if you say you believe in God, you believe in the Lord, mm-hmm. you ought to walk as he walked.
Yes.
He said, my Father gave me a commandment. Let's go there. Say John 12:49.
All right.
The Lord said, my Father gave me a commandment. So, if you're not obeying what the Lord says, you're worshiping.
Yes.
You know not what. That's not the Lord that you're worshiping. To worship the Lord means you worship the Word.
Yes.
Which means God. God is the Spirit.
Yes, he is.
And if you have the same Spirit he has, you should agree with what we're bringing here.
That's beautiful.
12:49 says what?
For I have not spoken of myself.
What?
But the Father. Which sent me.
Wait a minute. I thought we should agree when you've been washed in the blood, in the water, and have the Spirit. You agree with the Father.
Yes.
He said, the Father, what?
Which sent me. He gave me a commandment.
He gave me a commandment. What?
What I should say and what I should
speak. Well, wait a minute. Shouldn't we be one with that?
Yes.
Yes. That's right.
Say, well, I'm with that. No, you're not. Not when you worship and call the first day of the week the day of rest. It's mm-hmm. not. The seventh day is the day of rest.
Yes.
Read.
And I know that his commandment
what?
Is life everlasting.
There it is again, eternal life.
Yes.
His commandment is eternal life.
Yes.
So if you're not keeping the commandments, you don't have eternal life.
That's right.
You worship you know not what.
That's right.
You're
That's
worshiping
right.
the devil, pretending to be God.
Yes.
Or have his doctrine or have his word,
yes.
and you don't really have it.
That's right.
1 John 2 and 7. No, let's go to Luke 4, 16.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go there. He said, I know that his commandment is life.
Everlasting. Yes.
Luke 4:16. Mm-hmm. We're going to walk, and we're doing that as he walked.
Yes.
To our knowledge, to the best of our ability.
Yes.
According to what's written 4:16, Luke.
And he came to Nazareth.
What?
Where he had been brought up.
What?
And as his custom was.